Mom, please. I'm way too old to have a babysitter. You always treat me like I'm way younger than I am because I'm the baby of the family. And maybe I'm a little short for a girl my age. When my sisters were my age, they didn't need babysitters. They were babysitters. And why does it always have to be him? Why can't it be that one girl? Oh, she was always a pushover, and let me stay up way late and watch whatever I wanted. But him? Ugh. He's strict. And I mean, he doesn't let me have any fun at all. Fine. You and Dad go out and do parent stuff together then. Just torture me by leaving me alone with this guy. Oh, he's just gonna make me do homework and boring stuff all night. Your sweet, innocent little girl is going to grow up to be a nun or a librarian. Or a librarian nun, I guess. Yeah, whatever. I suppose I'll see you tomorrow, because he'll have me in bed by 9 o'clock, like you fucking order. Bye, Mom. Oh, finally. There they go. They're getting in the car and backing down the driveway. I'm making my pretty little pouty face at them. Oh, not that it's ever worked in about 10 years, though. Oh, so Mr. Babysitter, what's it gonna be? Homework? Oh, wait. I did that in study hall today. And right after school. See? I have it all lined up neatly here. There's my chores. But I did the dishes already. I vacuumed the carpet after I did my homework. I was supposed to clean my room, but you can trust me. I absolutely, positively did that. Oh, you're gonna trust me, aren't you? Fine then. Let's go to my room, and I'll show you. Here, take my hand, Mr. Doesn't Believe I'm Telling the Truth. It's not that far away. See? We're already there. I mean, just look at this room. It's about as clean as it could possibly get. It's been vacuumed and dusted, and everything's been picked up. My bed has been made so very, very nicely. Oh, it's almost a shame that we're gonna mess it up by fucking on it. Oh, God. I started getting wet as soon as you rang the doorbell. We covered Pavlov today. Oh. And suddenly, it all makes sense. I raised my hand right then and there, because I finally had something to contribute other than just looking utterly adorable. Of course, when she called on me, I realized I couldn't say anything about how the doorbell ringing lets me know my 19-year-old babysitter / boyfriend is there, and lots of really, really fun and naughty sex is going to happen. So I just asked if I could go to the bathroom instead. Oh, you really do have me conditioned, though. I just love hearing the doorbell ring. by the time I slouch into the room pretending to be mad that you're here. Oh, I'm almost ready to just jump you right in front of my parents. I don't even bother to wear panties on these nights. Those just get soaked anyways. Oh, and they always get in the way. Oh, what won't get in the way is this dress, though. My mom buys me all of these girly dresses that make me look so much younger than I am. Oh, she likes to think I'm not even a teenager. But that's okay, because both you and I like to think that sometimes, too. It's not like I have a big, busty chest or anything, but this dress makes it look almost non-existent. Oh, that's why we so often just leave my dresses on, don't we? Oh, well, in honor of me learning about Pavlov today, I thought you could do me doggy style. You know, Pavlov and dogs? Oh, you're in college. You must know about that kind of thing. At the very least, I know you know all about doggy style. Oh, and all about me. Because you've been, well, baby me ever since. Well, you've been babysitting me ever since I lost my virginity. Now, even though I'm gonna keep on this cute little dress, we wanna get you good and naked. You do that, and I'll just sit on the edge of my bed, leaning back on my hands a bit. Oh, with my kind of short but still utterly cute legs crossed. I might as well enjoy the feeling of them pressed together. Because we both know they're gonna be wide open the rest of the night. Oh, it's a good thing you wear baggy clothes when you show up. Because if Mom and Dad ever saw just how hard you got, they'd never leave me alone with you. Oh, is it when I start talking dirty to you, maybe? Or before that, when I show up looking cute but bratty after my mom lets you in? Or maybe you're hard long before that, because you can't stop thinking about screwing this tight, cute teenage girl that two horrible, irresponsible parents actually pay you to spend time with. Oh. Now, you do have a condom, right? You always have a condom. So, hand it over, and I'll take care of it. Oh no! Oh, it seems I poked my fingernail right through it. Oh, it's ruined. Whatever will we do? Oh, another condom. You don't understand how this is gonna play out tonight, do you? Tonight, we're gonna do it without one of these things for a change. We're gonna do it raw. Bareback. We've wasted our time with these stupid condoms for far too long. I want to feel you in me directly. Oh, and not through one of those things. Oh, and let's face it, as tight and as wet as my pussy is? Haven't you always wanted to feel what it's like without something in the way? So, we can just not have sex if you want. In which case, I could go find some more homework to do. And the night plays out like a normal babysitter thing. Or, we can do it my way. And you'll find that it's very, very easy to get this good little girl to go to bed. Even if it's way before 9 o'clock. Oh, that's what I love about this situation. My parents think a boy your age could be more mature than a girl my age. But I've got you wrapped around my little finger. And soon, you'll have my tight teenage pussy wrapped around that big, hard cock. Oh. I'll just get on my hands and knees on my bed, just like a dog. Maybe you can pretend this cute little black choker I'm wearing is a collar. Oh. Or if that doesn't interest you, we can just pretend that I'm a sexually curious teenage girl, and you're the naughty babysitter. Oh, I like that one. Except, well, we don't have to pretend because, oh yeah, that's exactly what this has been for months. And we're finally about to have unprotected sex because you desperately want to fill my pussy up with cum instead of some stupid, stupid condom. Oh. Just get on the bed behind me. We both know you're gonna give in long before I do. You can't resist me at all, can you? Oh, you poor, poor boy. You never had a chance from the very first day you walked in that door. Oh. See, we both knew you would let me have it my way. The only question was how long it would take. Oh, with the answer being not very long. Unlike the answer to the other questions, like how big your cock is, or how much time are we gonna spend having sex before my parents get home. Now, get up nice and close behind me. I'm in danger of leaking juices all over my pretty pink bedspread. If someone doesn't stuff my pussy right now, oh, they're gonna spill all over. Oh, you've got just the perfect thing to do it right there. Oh, although usually that's good for making me even wetter and getting my sheets really, really dirty and messy. Then you wash away the mess we made fucking, and my parents end up paying you extra for doing the laundry. Oh, except they're really, really giving you more money for fucking their daughter. Oh, and speaking of laundry, I'll lift up the hem of my dress so you can see my cute little bottom. Oh, and even cuter little pussy. I shaved it just for you to keep that image that I'm younger than I am. Oh, my first feel of your naked cock against my just as naked pussy. It feels like 10 times better without the condom on. Oh, and that's just with it pressing against my hungry little cunt. Oh, fuck. I can't wait to feel what it feels like when you're deep inside me. Oh, with absolutely nothing coming between us until we come together. Oh, I love this part. You know, the part where you push your big cock against me, and I wonder for a bit each sometimes, oh, whether it's actually going to work. How something as big as your cock could go into something, oh, as little and soft and tight as my teenage pussy. Oh. But then you keep pushing, and I either help push you against me, or I push back against you. Oh, like I'm doing right. Oh, no. Oh. And then you're big. Oh, big head of your cock slips into my little hole. And I know it's gonna work. Oh, because then you can just keep going and slide it all the way inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, this feels so much better without the condom. Oh, it's like we're fucking for the first time again. Aren't you glad I talked you into this? Oh. Oh. Don't just stand there. Oh, fuck me. Oh. I'm not the nervous virgin I was months ago. I've grown so used to my babysitter's big, throbbing cock. Oh, move it in and out of me. Oh, because I'm so much wetter than the first time. Oh, although it still worked out pretty well. Go ahead. Oh, grab my waist. It's okay if your big, strong hands leave a mark. Oh, just hold on to me tight so that you don't knock my poor little body right off this bed by fucking me too hard. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so different. Oh, when your flesh is against mine. Oh, this. Oh, it's the way it was meant to be. Can't you feel that? Oh, but it's really, really special. Because there's that chance that you could make me pregnant. Oh. You like that, don't you? You just wanna breathe my tight little teenage pussy. Aren't you? Oh, I've gotten to know you so well. You're getting ready to come. Oh, except this time, instead of being on my face, or on my naked body, or wasting it inside a condom, oh, you're doing it inside of me for the first time. Oh, you have to give me everything I want, whether that's me. Oh, fuck. Come. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can still feel your cock twitching. Oh, and shooting more and more little baby makers inside me. As you're slowly pulling out. Oh, fuck. It's hard not to just want to fall asleep. Oh, I'm feeling your hot load of cum dripping out of my tight little teenage pussy for the first time. Oh, I won't waste a single drop when my parents get home and they come check on me tonight. They'll see me sleeping like a baby. They won't even expect that I might be growing a baby inside of me. Oh, I wonder how long it'll take to notice their little girl's stomach is getting bigger. Oh, or how much longer after that they dare even imagine that their innocent little underage girl is pregnant. Oh, I love you, baby.